The Healthy Family. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello and welcome to this edition of The Healthy Family. As you might remember, we talked about the benefit of marriage for the individual and the society. This week, we discussed the ways of safeguarding a marriage. Don't miss the program and stay with us. One of the factors that consolidate a family framework is mutual respect. After being pronounced as man and wife, spouses become closest people to each other, emotionally and physically. Clearly, they expect more respect from their loved one than they do from other people as they become close to each other. It's a matter of deep regret that this respect is vanishing little by little, today, giving its place to disrespect under the guise of being friendly. The spouses who humiliate each other with the pretext of friendliness and intimacy are not aware of the devastating influence of it on the soul and heart of their loved one. Do you know what would be the result of such acts on the conjugal relationship that's supposed to be brimmed over with purest love? The least and, of course, the precious effect of respect between spouses is the elevation of love and affection and hence making the family environment warm. Respect can be represented by the way spouses talk to each other. The power of words can change marital bond into a dreamlike relationship or else into a nightmare no one wishes to experience. Using words like thank you, please, or calling each other by words like love or darling can have magical effect on the relationship between husband and wife. On the contrary, acting bossy at home makes spouses far from each other to the extent that they no longer feel close to each other. The spouses should know the fact that they are there to live, to enjoy life, to tackle the problems hand in hand with no one being superior to the other one. The other secret that I want to tell you is about improving a relationship by ignoring reciprocal faults and completing each other. Spouses should avoid backbiting each other and respect each other even in the other's absence. They should also avoid blaming each other's faults and discuss the issue indirectly without hurting their feelings. How nice it would be when spouses always encourage each other in different ways. How nice is it to praise each other and thank one another for doing anything? Gratitude and praise doubles the faith, love and affection between spouses. One way of respecting each other better and gaining a mutual understanding is knowing each other very well. This, of course, leads to know when and where to act so that no one would be hurt and misunderstandings would be avoided. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, said, "He who gets a spouse should respect her." Dear listeners, next week we go deeper into family bonds and discuss generation gap, which has taken a toll nowadays.